Neuromancer.
Oh, so.
Oh, hey, whoa. Thank you, Owen.
Okay, thanks,
oh,
Owen.
We're going, by the way, Daniel.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
We're finally recording. I'm Rosie and I'm Narissa for the fourth time.
We don't need to explain to the listeners know who we are.
Hopefully.
If you don't.
At this point, yes. Hopefully they do.
Yes,
so
but I've also
for,
been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so for the. Yeah. Who are you?
Okay, focus.
Okay, so for the people who are listening to the recording now, sorry you missed everything. I was having trouble setting it up. We should be good now.
We just spent like half an hour goofing off. You all didn't miss much. Other than me trying to figure out how to code. That's been the running theme. And that I now must have a very bold name, George.
Yeah.
George.
I am legally obligated to have... a variable named George. George will not do anything, but George shall exist.
Nice.
I George. Mean, if you have any for loops, you could put it there.
For George.
Yeah.
Well, int George equals zero.
Also, what type of variable do you think George should be?
Final int.
Sure.
I don't know anything about coding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to do a string and have it say George as the string name and then something else as the string.
No, obviously the George would be of the jungle.
Yes.
It could still be the final. It could still be final.
Final George of the jungle.
Well, I don't know if you can... Is final strings a thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Final just means you can't change it.
Yes. Anyways. So, now that we're actually being recorded and people who listen to this...
Maybe you should stop playing Magic the Gathering.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, magic.
Anyways. People who are listening to this on the recording end, thank you for bearing with us. Episode 9.5 should be out already if you're hearing this, I hope.
Well, at this point, you said getting the recording out for last week's episode is just you being lazy.
Procrastination and being lazy are two different things.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
One can usually cause the other, but they are two different things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyways. So, when you last left off, there were four humans in the attic that you saw. Boomy managed to sneak up behind them, and
we listen. I listened to their conversation, and then they flew away.
Yeah, they had some sort of statue. You couldn't figure out what it was because you couldn't see it. Rosie, I don't know if anyone can hear you.
It wasn't on purpose. It was on purpose that I wasn't necessarily intending to be heard as much as I was just kind of being like sneaky.
Extremely sneaky, yes.
Yes. So being quiet was perfectly okay for that.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. Then you flew back down, you heard a flapping noise as a bird left the tower.
Yeah, and I knew it wasn't my wings because my wings are silent.
Uh-huh. Yeah, owls have special feather patterns that make their wings silent. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said, we're ravens. I said it when we started this mess. We're ravens.
They're outside. The ravens are outside.
Yeah. Where are the ravens?
Outside.
You all suck. Just so you know.
What do we suck?
Lollipops.
Okay, Travis.
And nothing else.
but what about popsicles?
Yeah, that too.
Okay. Anyways.
Occasionally, butterscotch candies.
What are you going to do with this new information?
I will relay it to the rest of the party.
We might want to go back and grab Quill.
But I'm reading book.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but we might want to bring you to us, and you can keep reading book. Mm-hmm. Closer
Quill has
to
been
us.
Reading
also,
book
also,
for
2 weeks.
Also,
nobody could hear you when you said that.
Yep.
But I am reading book.
Yep.
I am getting the knowledge.
Get that knowledge bread.
Yes, but you can get knowledge... not in a separate room where something could kill you and we'd have no ability to save you.
I can be loud.
Yeah.
Not if you're dead.
Yeah. And also, think about how long it would take us to get over to you. Because that's 5, 10, 15, 20,
like one turn.
30,
35. With one turn without dashing.
One turn without dashing.
And
but we
one turn with dashing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is 6 seconds.
And yes. Boomy can double dash. So.
The issue would be we wouldn't.
Yo, double dash.
It would take us. It would take
yeah.
us a bit to get
no
over
can hear
to
you,
you
Travis.
And actually save you.
Yeah.
And you're squishy, so you might die before we get over
you
there.
You are rather squish.
Caw.
Anyways.
Yeah. You're like 60
feet
away
without
from
dashing.
Us.
Well, that's Boomy.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about for. It takes two turns without dashing for anybody else. For Boomy, he can do it in one turn.
With dashing and still have
yes.
an action.
And still have an action. Everybody else, it would take at least...
Two turns.
Two turns.
Yeah. Anyways.
To be able to do anything.
Or I could cast
Shatter. Yeah.
My point still stands.
Anyways.
You're currently arguing with Travis the player, not Quill.
I know.
Anyways, Quill, you haven't been able to learn anything interesting yet because it's
because there's time constraints on how long.
Yeah, because you haven't spent enough time here.
Like I said, somebody just you know what, Nerissa will do it. Nerissa, I think it's back up these stairs. Well, get them. Just I'm pulling you along while you're still reading.
Book in one hand, other one being not even holding, being pulled by Nerissa.
Mm.
Nerissa has a hand on Quill's wrist, and Quill's just like okay, and continues to read.
The glass staff is in like the crook of your elbow as you're reading.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, so move your character to the rest of us, please. Thank
okay.
you. Just I'm gathering my chicklings.
Mom so says
Nerissa especially is mom friend DM.
She's a literal mother.
She is just mom.
so says Sinat, how do we plan for us flightless ones to get up there?
Well, there were like two spiral staircases we haven't investigated yet.
There's stairs over there.
Boomy, you do not remember seeing a door up there.
There could be a trap door in the floor.
Well, I could dangle a rope down, and you guys could try to climb up.
Mm. That's also fair.
The other thing
here
could
knows rope trick.
No, that is not one of Nerissa's spells.
Yeah, that's not. I don't think anyone knows rope trick.
I'm not even sure we can learn rope trick yet.
It's a second level spell, I believe.
Oh. I stand corrected.
Yeah, second level. No one in the party can learn it. It's a wizard or artificer spell.
5 points still stand.
Yep, so no one here can learn rope trick.
How do I do that?
Well, technically speaking,
yeah.
I can learn it later on if I wish. I'm not going to, but I can as a College of Lore bard.
Okay, yeah. Travis.
Arcane secrets.
That doesn't help us now.
Yeah.
And I know.
Anyways, what would you like to do?
Do you guys want me to dangle a rope down?
I would like to try and explore other ways to get into that room.
I would also like to remind you that there's three people still there.
What? I thought they all left.
I said one of them left.
Oh.
Bird's left.
Bird left. Also, if you look at the map, you can still see them.
What?
All of you, yeah.
We can all see them on the map. Just zoom out and we'll go down.
I've summoned you all to it.
Yep.
Why is this map so obnoxious?
Just zoom in.
Yeah. I think there might be a door. Or there might be another way up, because the stairs are obviously
okay.
garbage.
Very well then. The windows are not large enough for you to pass through.
Out of character, they were explicitly not, like, they were...
Non-hostile.
Yeah, they were not hostile. They were being careful of us. They were unsure of us, but they did not seem malicious or hostile or anything. There's mm-hmm. no real reason for us to go up there currently. Again, I'm saying this out of character. Quill has no idea what the fuck's going on.
Travis! Stop.
Hey, Travis, do you remember what I said yesterday, or a few days ago?
Yes.
For the others, for WLMC to get best radio station under 10,000 students, no swearing. Very important. We are immediately disqualified if the judges hear swearing.
Travis.
Quill doesn't know what's going on because he's busy reading a book and is dragged places. So, but out of character, metagaming, I think it's fine if we just go and explore more of the house and possibly gain the trust of these people because they'll see that we don't really mean any ill will.
Yeah, there's one doorway and two spiral staircases we haven't investigated yet. So we can go there.
Yeah, we have options. I say we just keep exploring around like you do. String. Sorry, I'm trying to do the thing and it's hard.
Okay, so I think we should go over here and investigate this door.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to leave that alone for now. Yeah, I agree. Let's go look in the doors. And then staircases.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel's reading now. So I'm going to go back to coding. What am I doing? Oh, dear. I don't... Why is...
Dang, am I trying to multitask during this?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I got to get it done. And this way, there's no dead air. And I'm...
Yeah.
Instead of bouncing ideas off my mom while trying to code, you all get to play sounding board. Have fun with that.
Okay.
We get to be the rubber ducks in your rubber duck coating.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'm still trying to figure out where exactly you are going. You're going up there?
We're going in this door.
Okay, yes. In that door. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I thought you knew where we were.
I didn't know. I was looking at the book to try and figure out what was going on.
You were looking at book.
The door that is ajar.
The door of the jar?
Sorry, mm-hmm. What did you say, Rosie? I couldn't hear you.
I said he got special edition cover of book.
Yeah, I did.
But Travis did.
Well, no, I did. I'm borrowing it.
This bedroom hasn't been disturbed in years, as evidenced by the thick dust and cobwebs covering everything. Furnishings include a narrow bed with a moldy mattress and an elegantly carved headboard, an empty wooden dresser, a nightstand, a coat rack, and a padded armchair. An oval mirror hangs on the wall next to the door.
Okay, I'm gonna look in the mirror. Is it behaving like a normal mirror?
Yes.
Cool.
Except it's dusty.
So I'm gonna use Mage Hand to search the bed.
Okay, are you looking for anything in particular?
Anything interesting.
How
Other
interesting?
Than mold.
Okay, then. Then you find nothing interesting.
What?
I said other than mold.
Other than, and well.
I mean, how interesting does Narissa find mold?
She can identify deadly molds and stuff used in alchemy, because she has alchemy proficiencies. Anything
this
interesting
This is just,
there?
Nope, this is painfully that. Normal mold.
I was going to say something about being like, spell components, but since it's just painfully normal mold, never mind then.
Yeah, it's like the kind of mold that grows on a derelict house.
Mold.
Anyways, would you like to go through this the door next to you?
The drawers?
The door.
But what about the dressers and the side table? We didn't look through those yet.
Okay. They have nothing interesting in them.
Okay. Sad.
Kay. Mm-hmm. Should we go through the other door?
Sure.
I didn't realize that was a door.
Yeah. Well, I did look past that one.
Yeah.
Next door.
All right, imagine I said everything I just said again.
Okay.
Including the mold?
Yes.
Okay. Including
the investigation?
Yes.
Why are they here?
Did we...
Not everything...
What is in this room? I can't remember.
That room? It is the master bedroom.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what we... What was in the master bedroom?
Honestly, nothing.
Wow.
Well, there's nothing in any of these rooms.
It looks like this place has been pretty well ransacked.
Sad.
Okay, which staircase do you guys want to take then?
The one next to us.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start with the one. Start with the staircase you are right next to.
Yeah. Is this going up or going
down? It's
going
up.
Okay, I thought so, but I have to ask.
Pretty sure both of them are going up.
Yeah. Okay. So then, what do I need to do? Scanner.
On the map, there is nothing under the other spiral staircase. So yeah, it's going up. Actually, same applies to both spiral staircases.
Okay. Quill, you're in front, so you're the first person up.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to have everyone else try to shuffle past you?
I assumed I was just being dragged around by Nerissa.
He's in the wrong spot.
Okay, well, this is what you see now. You see a door.
Well, there's a door.
Whoa.
Wow.
What? Nice.
Are you going to open it?
No, I'm going to let someone else do it.
Okay.
Well, I'm right behind you.
Yeah. it would... Unless we can all,
rearrange.
Okay. And I am up.
Okay, give me a moment to reveal this place.
Oh.
It doesn't easily fit to a grid.
Oh. Yeah, there are a lot of circles in this place because of the spire.
That's not the issue.
Buildings tend to be a mix of rectangles and circles.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is still rectangles. It's just they don't fit to the grid.
That's annoying.
It is annoying.
How dare those rectangles be like that?
So it is multiple rectangles.
You're multiple rectangles.
I mean...
I don't think that's an insult. I just...
Yeah, what does that even mean?
It means you're multiple rectangles.
Sorry. I've just realized to get through the door, into this room is swollen, and you must make a strength check to open it.
As soon as I feel that it's swollen, I go back downstairs for Bazadar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I'm out of the way.
I go back downstairs. Bazadar.
What?
Bazadar.
The door's stuck. Can you, force it open?
Sure.
Baz that door.
Yeah, Bazadar, breaks down the door.
Okay, make me a strength check.
You might not even need to, break it down. You might just put your shoulder against it.
Doesn't 18 get past it?
Oh, yeah, you break the door down.
Yeah, that is that's just on the dice, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Two gaping holes in the peaked roof expose this attic to the elements. Shattered clay roof tiles, splinters of wood, dry leaves, and bird droppings cover the floor, which has begun to rot in a number of places. The rafters are home to several birds' nests formed out of twigs and straw. Two wooden bed frames stand against the north wall. Built into the window box between them is a wooden storage trunk sealed with a rusty padlock. Other furnishings in the room include a pair of tall, narrow wardrobes.
I assume since the padlock is rusty, I can't thieves' tools it.
You can attempt to thieves' tools it.
Okay, I'll try. Just a regular roll.
I wonder why it's not still on the second
floor. No disadvantage or anything from the rust?
Because there's nowhere currently to... you're good. It's more to the north, I think.
I see what you mean about this rectangle being particularly bad.
There we go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely
half a
rectangle.
So essentially, for the listeners.
Yeah. Audio listeners love you to death.
Yep.
As opposed to our other listeners, what?
Shush. Oh, yeah. Shush. Okay.
Yeah. The
so
visual listeners, obviously.
There are 9 squares, and then there's half a square. Column of half a square on each side.
Left
so there's
right.
9 full squares and then half a square to the right and half a square to the left. My hands were just backwards. Doesn't matter, you all couldn't see it.
I mean, if you say both the left and the right, then it doesn't matter which one you say first.
Yes. And there's a little half square also on top. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a lot of not full squares when they could have just pushed it over a little bit and gotten mostly full squares. But
it looks like on that maybe they were trying to line up the staircases like vertically. If you zoom out on the map.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It's also the fact that this is like a sloped roof, so maybe they had to put it here when they built it. Anyways, Boomy, what did you roll for your thieves' tools check?
Dirty 20.
You click the padlock open extremely easily.
Oh, wow. I guess the rest made it easier and stuff harder.
Yeah.
Or it was just my good roll.
Mm-hmm. It was a DC 12 check, so yes to both. It contains some hunting paraphernalia. A suit of studded leather armor sized for a portly adult human, a leather helm, a heavy crossbow, a wooden case with a monogram BB, and two hunting traps.
Balloon Boy?
Oh my goodness, it's Balloon Boy.
No, Baron Brantifax.
Right.
The table just shook a lot.
I was adjusting to my seat.
Anyways. Boomy, would you say that you're around the same size as a portly adult human?
I guess so.
Great.
I wouldn't say portly, because burrowing owls are fairly small, but...
Well, are you a small size category or a large or medium size category?
Medium.
All right, then with a bit of tailoring, you could definitely wear the studded leather armor.
I think he's recommending that you wear the studded leather armor.
It's better than regular leather armor.
Yeah. Does it come with any advantages or disadvantages?
Yes. It has an increased AC compared to leather armor.
Right.
That's it. There's no it's one higher than your current armor's AC.
Yeah. Okay.
And also, can anyone here use a heavy crossbow?
Maybe?
Not Travis. Marcus can.
Uh-huh.
That would just make you even more range.
It uses his dexterity.
Yeah, that would give more range for Vatar.
I can use crossbow.
Oh.
It does not.
Although, damn, is this the second time today you mixed up me and Travis?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, he does it constantly.
Yeah, he does it a lot.
I don't know why.
The second time since we've been in this room tonight.
My guess is the fact that my older brother's name is Marcus, and so I've had made the anecdote of, yeah, I'm used to this, and it's kind of just gotten accidentally stuck in his brain.
Anyways, what are you trying to say, Ethan?
I was going to say, I have proficiency with simple weapons and hand crossbows.
Neither of those are heavy crossbows.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, so there's literally no reason for anyone to use this heavy crossbow. Basadar, you would deal less damage because it uses your dexterity instead of your strength.
Mm. And you already have more range than the average fighter.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but this would give him even... Well, how much more range would this give you?
About 100 feet more range.
It wouldn't hurt to take it.
Take it and just shoot at things until they're in halberd range. Also,
when you reach level 5, he will only be able to make one attack per turn with it.
With the halberd? Or
with the crossbow.
But he can crossbow and then the halberd people.
No, he can't.
So because
the heavy crossbow has the loaded
either the
property.
Crossbow or the halberd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't hurt to keep onto it in case we need it.
Yeah,
you never know when you need a ballista.
Yeah, I guess. I guess the bother takes it just kind of to have just in case, you know.
If we're fighting something that's flying, then
yeah.
Only Boomy would be able to get at it. So,
well, and our spellcasters.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I'm wrong. It only has a range, short range of 100 feet. So only an additional 85 feet to your range.
Oh, only an additional 85.
Only 85.
Only 85 more feet.
Well, that's a deal breaker.
Again, it doesn't hurt to take the heavy crossbow.
Mm.
You never know. Yeah. We need a man holding a ballista. A mini ballista.
Yeah.
Eldritch Blast deals the same amount of damage as the crossbow.
Well, yes, but who can't cast Eldritch Blast? Our fighter.
Yeah, Basadar could if he cared enough. Anyways, we're getting off track. You've got a crossbow now. There's a door to the south. Balsadar's kind of covering it up.
So wait, is there literally just an indent in the top of the room?
That's where the chest was, yeah.
Wow.
Well.
Okay.
Were you not listening when I described the room?
I was listening, but
I was.
I didn't know if that what if that was where the end.
Anyways, yeah. There's the door to the south. Looks like Boomy's opening it.
Yep. If it's not swollen like the other one.
Let me check.
If it is swollen, then we need Bozidar.
Yeah. If you can't open it, then you know, Bozidar could take care of it.
If you hit a wall, you push through it.
If there's not actually a door there.
If you hit a wall,
if Bozidar punched it hard enough, you know?
That was like a very specific reference, and I'm very sad that none of you got it.
What's it a reference to?
I didn't even hear you.
I said if you hit a wall, you push through it. It's a reference to the Tintin movie.
Oh,
I've memory hold that, Travis.
The movie was pretty good. I've watched it several times.
I've never watched Tintin, but I know about Tintin.
I've heard of it.
Have you read the books?
Yes.
Oh.
They're better, yeah. But the movie's still good.
Captain Haddock gives an airplane fuel by belching alcohol fumes into it.
And
that's good cinema.
That's fantastic cinema.
Anyways, you can see the sky through two large holes in the peaked roof of this attic. Much of the area has fallen prey to the elements, causing the objects stored here to rot. The room is filled with old chairs, tables, benches, hunting trophies, rolled up rugs, a standing mirror, and similar unwanted decor. Leaning against the east wall are six flat rectangular objects wrapped in canvas sheets. Framed pictures or mirrors, one might venture to guess.
Okay, I'll take a look at those, I guess. Mm-hmm. Did you say the east wall?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll go over here.
Move into the room, you see a bird flutter into the hole in the roof and start looking at you before flying away.
Okay. I have the suspicion of what that is, but...
bird.
It flew away pretty quickly.
It was bird.
So, the framed objects wrapped in canvas are two gilt-framed mirrors, one of which is cracked.
And what does gilt-framed mean?
Like, gold-framed, like...
Like gilded?
Yeah.
Okay.
G-I-L-T. Gilt.
Okay.
It's like gold-plated.
No, they did a crime, and they know it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them's cracked.
Okay. That's a pretty guilty mirror.
Yeah.
There are bad also... luck. Four wood-framed oil paintings.
Okay.
One painting depicts three deer grazing on a hilltop, backlit by the dawn. Another shows a gray mastiff with a dead duck in its mouth. A third depicts an armored human knight on a hippogriff, both shown in profile. The knight's shield bears the holy symbol of Torm, who is the god of courage and self-sacrifice.
Okay.
Let's see. The fourth painting is a picture of a human man seated in a chair with a gray mastiff sleeping at his feet and a woman standing by his side. Who here picked up the cameo?
Mm-hmm.
If it was the thing in the well.
The locket in the well.
Then that was Bozidar. Yeah,
that was
Bozidar. Okay, Bozidar, you recognize the woman from the locket.
Okay.
The man is depicted as a stout, well-dressed human in his 50s with bags under his eyes. The woman is shown as a tall, thin woman in her 50s. One of her hands rests gently on the man's shoulder, while the other grasps a small bouquet of roses. This painting expertly captures the noble's aristocratic bearing and the genuine love they bore for each other.
That's sweet. I'm surprised they included the eye bags. Usually, like, people want their blemishes erased from portraits.
I don't know.
Not relevant, though.
Yeah, maybe the Baron was a chill dude before he got. I don't know.
So have I learned anything from this book yet?
It's been hard to read it while you've been dragged.
I can manage.
Okay. It hasn't been enough time, so no.
Okay.
You need to have spent an hour reading it, and I'm counting you as reading at half speed while you're being dragged.
Yeah, and it's probably been like 15 minutes at most.
Yeah.
So I'm like a eighth of the way through the book.
Yeah. You count as not being able to read it while you're going upstairs, though.
Yeah. As someone who used to read while walking a lot, that you can't, not stairs.
As someone who still reads while walking, you can. Not easily, but you can.
Not spiral stairs, Travis.
You just need that to be stubborn.
No, that is true. I wasn't thinking spiral staircase. I was thinking straight staircase.
Yeah, no. Spiral staircase, no way. Speaking of spiral staircases, there was another one in the
in place the room where you found that book.
Yes.
As there are no other doors in this room that you can see.
To be fair, for the entire conversation they were listening in on, I was reading it.
That was a pretty short conversation.
Yeah, that was like maybe 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Probably closer to like 5 or 3.
Yeah. Anyways. Where would you like to head now?
I guess we go back down and go up the other spiral staircase.
If you would like, Travis, Quill can stay. Just stay here and keep reading.
Yeah, he's going to stay down here. Back where he was.
Cool. Who's going up the staircase first?
Not Nerissa.
Okay. I'll bother again.
All right. Very good. Yeah, you get up the staircase, and let me just make sure it's correctly revealed.
I'm climbing up and up some stairs.
Yep, and you find that the door is not hard to open this time.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I just bother, you know, push it through the door into probably a room.
Yep. Give me a second to finish revealing it.
Mm-hmm. Dang, these are a lot of stairs, apparently.
Well, yeah, it's a like, pretty vertical house. Chalet, whatever you want to call it.
No, I mean, just right now, going up this spiral staircase. It's taken me a long time, to find what's on the other side of these stairs.
He's getting his cardio in for the day. Anyways, the room's revealed. You can go down. You can go to it now. It was revealed before you started commenting on how long it was taking.
Well, excuse me.
This attic has a peaked roof that slopes down toward the east and west. Dust blankets everything in the room, including a stone hearth in the middle of the north wall, an oval mirror mounted above it, and an oval rug on the floor. Against the west wall, half hidden behind curtains of cobwebs, is a bed sized for a young child, a rocking chair, a shelf lined with dolls, and a wash basin. A niche to the south contains a small wooden cradle, a wooden playpen, and a window box. Suspended above the playpen is a mobile made of colorfully painted fish on the ends of hooks.
So, a nursery, then.
Yes. Is there anything you would like to do in this room?
Search it.
Okay. What parts of it are you searching?
So I guess I'll look in the crib and the playpen.
Okay. Both are very empty.
What else is in the room? Sorry, I got distracted.
There is a cradle. Oh, sorry, no, you said that's the crib you meant.
Yep.
I meant the cradle. Bed sized for a young child, a rocking chair, a shelf lined with dolls, and a wash basin is against the west wall.
I'm now going to search the bed and then the dolls.
Okay. The bed contains nothing.
Not even under the bed?
Correct.
Okay.
Unless you count dust as something.
No, I don't. Okay, so now I'm looking through the dolls.
Okay. Would you say you are disturbing any of the dolls? As in touching them and moving them?
That's a concerning question.
I'm going to say yes, but it's with Mage Hand.
Okay. A shrieking noise fills the room.
From which doll?
None of the dolls. As a kind of small dust devil begins to spin up in the middle of the floor.
Oh no.
Did they really turn this poor child's spirit into a dust devil? Oh, that's unfortunate.
Give me a second. Let's see.
I'm going to stop coding for now because it is too hard to focus on.
Dang, yeah. You are listening to WLMC at Landmark College Radio in Putney, Vermont.
Yes, please listen. Enjoy these ads while we roll initiative.
And start figuring out what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are listening to WLMC Landmark College Radio in Putney, Vermont. Playing D&D, and we're apparently about to fight a dust monster.
Well, you can't actually see the monster, but you can see dust rising in the room and kind of swirling about. But first initiative is Travis.
Quill is not in combat currently. He is continuing to
lead. Heard a shriek coming from up the stairs.
He'll go up to the bottom of the stairs and yell, is everything okay?
No.
Do you need me up there?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm going to say that the stairs are 15 feet of difficult terrain.
Okay.
So that uses your entire movement.
Your entire movement plus like 10 feet, so you'll have to dash.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just do that. And I'm...
You're here now.
I guess I'm here. I'm half in the room.
You're here now.
Okay. I look around. Is there any...
You see nothing. You see the dust swirling around, which seems weird.
Can I do like an arcana check or something on that?
Make me a religion check.
Okay.
Anyone got radiant damage?
I got 18 plus 16 plus 3. That's a 19.
This place haunted.
Guys, I think this place is haunted.
No dip.
Anyways.
For the chips, no.
We'll now go to Rosie.
Can I roll persuasion to try and calm down the child?
Make me an insight check.
Sure. I crit.
You don't think that this is the child whose spirit is restless here?
Then what do I think? Do I have any idea of what's causing this?
Absolutely not. Travis didn't get to finish his book.
Uh-oh.
Anyways.
What do I do?
How big is this book for it to take an hour for like a character who's probably good at speed reading? It's not like a skill, but like it probably makes sense.
Okay, since Travis is not on mic, he's wondering how long it's taking.
I understand from like because I've read part
it's
of
like
the
a per, it's a personal diary. That's the thing. Like you have to understand their handwriting, what they're trying to say, and there's a lot of stuff written in it.
Okay. Well, okay. If there's a shriek and the thing it doesn't seem to be doing anything, I know it's not my turn anymore. No, but like, I'm just gonna assume Quill's just like gonna go back to reading.
Okay, cool. Quill sits down and starts reading the book again. Rosie, what are you doing?
I don't want to attack it it just shrieked, so I'm going to put any dolls I moved back where they were and walk away from it.
Okay. That brings us now to Marcus.
Because I don't know what... I can't attack what I don't know is there. And honestly, I'm just kind of like, I could... Sorry?
Where are you backing away to?
Well, where is the dolls?
Exactly where you were.
So over here?
Yeah.
So I'm backing over here.
Okay, well, you can't be there. Quill's there.
What do you mean Quill is there?
He's right there.
Oh, for some reason I'm not there on her. I'm on the other side of you on the map.
Yeah, Quill's right here.
Okay, hold on. Let me reload my page.
Nope, I fixed it.
Do you see it?
Yeah, I can now see him. It just means that I didn't know he was there.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't see him, so I assumed he was somewhere else.
Okay. Cool. So you're going to spend your turn doing what?
Well, I'm going to hold my action, and if something attacks, I'm going to try and I'm going to make it roll Constitution for frostbite.
Okay. Marcus, it's your turn.
Bodhidhar is like, whoa, weird thing. I'm going to hit it with an axe.
You can't see anything.
Yeah, you don't. None of us know what's there.
Hmm?
That's the issue. None of us actually know what it is or where it is.
You don't know where it is. The only thing you know, the reason you know something there is because
there is dust.
There was a shriek.
Dust or something?
And there's wind whipping around, moving the dust up, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to attack. If something attacks us, I'm going to attack towards the center of the dust and make it roll Constitution.
Yeah.
And mostly because then I am not actually rolling to attack. They have to roll. Okay. Otherwise, they get chilly.
Okay. So what are you doing on your turn, Marcus?
Probably just running right back down the stairs.
Okay, cool. You're back downstairs now.
Yeah.
Nothing makes an attack against you as you run downstairs.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Hey, and he yells back out, hey guys, tell me when the weird thing's done.
Okay. Sinnott is going to ready an action to Eldritch Blast the first enemy he sees.
Okay.
Nerissa, I need you to make me a strength check.
Okay. That is a 18.
Okay, you feel an invisible force press on you. As you manage to steel yourself and not be moved.
Excuse you. I understand you don't like your dolls being touched, and I do apologize. But that's no excuse for pushing people.
There's another screech.
Nerissa makes a disapproving sound. One of those mom disapproving sounds.
Up next initiative is now...
You know it's not the child.
Ethan.
He's still treating like a child. It's very funny.
Nerissa treats most things like child.
If it's acting like a child, like... You know,
yeah. Also, wouldn't that mean... Didn't it try to attack me? Would that have been considered an attempted attack?
It never made an attack roll.
It just pushed me?
Yeah.
Or attempted to push
me? It attempted to push you, yeah.
I'm near a wall.
It tried to push you to the right, towards the stairs.
Okay. So it just wants us to leave.
Insight check.
I can do that. That is over 20.
Yeah, you get the sense that it wants you to leave, yes.
Okay, then can I communicate that to the group?
Sure.
It mostly just wants us to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you're leaving. I think you're just going to stay seated on the floor.
Well, no, if you tell him to leave, if you. Okay, I guess it does technically kind of make sense. Sorry, but I guess Quill is. I mean, I guess you probably could have made sense as I am the player, but Quill has a touch of the tism. If you will. And so he's now gotten hyper-focused on a thing. And so, like, but it's not, like, completely out of it. Like, you can still drag him and he'll, like, follow willingly. But he will continue to read. Or attempt to.
except down the stairs. Down the stairs, he'll like actually be careful. He's maybe not here, but he's definitely fallen down the stairs while reading at some point.
Yeah, if you fell down these stairs while reading, you could break your neck.
But he's fallen down a flight of stairs somewhere, partially.
Yeah, with how long it took Vazidar to get up it the first time. You could be quite injured if you fell down.
Anyway. We'll be dragged by Renursa back up.
Yeah, Vazidar, you're not quite down the stairs yet. You can't get down the stairs, Quill.
Oh, right, we're still technically in combat.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, Ethan, what are you doing on your turn?
Well, if Nerissa said that it wants us to leave, then I guess I'm going to leave.
All right. You leave. It'll still count as difficult terrain because you've got to fly in a tight corkscrew pattern if you try to fly down the stairs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can just bonus action dash.
Great.
Now what's all this?
You see four people dressed in black robes with red scarlet sashes.
Why is Quill already down there?
Because he can bonus action dash.
I'm not. I moved.
No, Quill's not there. What are you talking about?
No, I fixed it. It was delayed again. Yeah.
There are four people, each covered in feathers, with beaks and raven heads and wings.
I told you all it's were-ravens. Oh. You didn't believe me. I knew it.
Well, we had no reason to suspect it was were-ravens.
I didn't make a comment. I genuinely didn't. In
character.
I knew it.
Yeah, Rosie, you don't know this yet.
I don't know it yet, but... Well, Nerissa doesn't, but Rosie does, and Rosie was suspicious as soon as I saw raven crows. As soon as I saw things that I was like, that's too many of them, I was like, that's the...
Just because you're right now doesn't mean you were correct.
No, it means I was correct, because I was like...
Doesn't mean you were correct to assume that. Anyways, yes. It's your turn. What would you like to do?
No. Whose turn is it?
Yours.
But what about, isn't Travis before me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I misread that. Travis first, then Rosie.
Quill will do as commanded and go back down the stairs.
Okay, bumping into Boomy, you see more bird people.
Oh, hi!
Oh, yes, also bumping into Vazidar, my mistake.
Yeah, but Vazidar's also, you know, somewhere...
And Sunat, who's still at the top of the stairs. Rosie, now it is your turn.
Okie dokie, and I'm also going to move to the one spot next to Quill. Jeez, this map is irritating.
Drag yourself up.
That's what I was doing.
Okay, Vazidar.
Well, no, I wanted to talk to them.
Okay, we're gonna, we'll do the talking once everyone's out of combat.
Okay.
Also, Quill and Vazidar are on top of each other.
It's Boomy
and Vazidar.
It should be
Boomy
and Vazidar.
I was looking at Quill's name while I meant to say Boomy.
Yeah.
I can't believe you keep getting the birds confused. That's so rude of you, Daniel.
Yeah.
That's so birdist of you.
Yeah, not even the same type of bird. They look nothing alike.
Fair.
One of them has wings.
Yeah, and the other one is jealous of that.
Mildly. Like, significantly less than the average Kenku. Still jealous, don't get me wrong.
Yes, you feel a deep species-level need to have wings and fly.
Ah, it's like the depression. It's just like, I don't like this. You should go away.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go away.
Anyways, Bossidar, I presume on your turn you move down...
Yeah.
Then Sinnott moves down, and we are now out of combat.
Nerissa's like, hello, did we disturb you?
No, says one of them.
We
are the Scarlet Sash.
Right.
We hoard dangerous magical items to keep them out of the hands of evildoers.
That's fair. Okay. I would appreciate such a group.
Yes. This chalet is one of our hideouts.
We did not mean to stumble upon it. What about the book? Where did the book go?
I'm still getting...
No, the
Book of the Raven.
Book.
Oh, the one that brought us here.
Yes, yeah. That.
I also have that.
Okay, Nerissa is like, one moment. Well, where's the book?
I have it right here, and he pulls out the book that we, like, started that got us here.
Yeah.
We followed, here. She knows.
Yes, you can go back to your reading now, dear.
What are you reading, Travis?
The diary.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
That.
I thought you were talking to Travis, Rosie, not
no.
Quill.
No.
Yeah.
No, I was talking.
Yeah, they're
to
calling Travis dear.
I was.
It was
that's,
very much a parental. Like,
that was Nerissa talking to Quill.
Yeah,
I
am aware.
In Nerissa's way.
Yeah, I realize that now.
Yeah. So, Nerissa turns back to them and said, "This book had a map to this place, and it cut off very weirdly at the end." Is this yours, or...?
No.
Who was the person who owned the book again? I can't remember.
It was a woman.
I don't know if it actually says her name.
Yeah. It did.
Let me check.
Hold on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, woman adventurer. She got injured, and then she, like, ended up with these people that can, like, travel through the mists or whatever, and then...
Was it Hathu... Brandfax?
No.
An
anonymous author.
Ah, got it.
So.
So the group, though, their name is familiar to me. Mm-hmm. So I state the name of the group.
The Vistani?
Yes.
We have no connection to them other than...
Well, somehow she got this map, and she was traveling with them while injured. But it suddenly cuts off at the end, which is worrying.
Yes.
Hence why we followed the map in the first place.
This all seems to be completely unrelated.
Oh dear.
Yes.
I feel like someone should make a insight check on see if they're lying or not.
Okay.
Quill wouldn't, because Quill's not paying attention.
Then someone else.
That would be a 24.
They seem to be telling the truth.
Lovely. Yours has a +5 to insight.
Oh yeah, I don't think I've actually shared a picture of what the were-ravens look like.
Bird people.
Knew it. Mostly because of the Vistani, because that's in Strahd.
That's out of character knowledge.
Yes, that is out of character knowledge. But this is still Rosie being happy I got it right.
Nerissa never knew that they were were-ravens. It was all Rosie who was guessing they were were-ravens.
Yeah.
And I'm now explaining why I was suspicious. And it's because I heard the name of...
they're like Quill but cooler.
Yeah,
yes, they are like,
they
Quill,
are
but
like Quill but cooler.
They're uncursed cruel. Quill.
Unless you count lycanthropy as a
curse.
The
image isn't loading for me.
So the reason I knew is
okay,
because
Marcus.
The Vistani are pretty integral to the story of Strahd. Which has were-ravens as, like, a particular enemy of Strahd.
Travis, is Quill just kind of feel jealous looking at these guys, not because of the wings, just because of how cool they look?
A little bit. Definitely a little bit. Like,
he's just jealous in general.
He's not one to, like, objectively care, like, he wants to, like, look cool or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, all people have an attribute thing where when they see someone who's cooler than them, be like, dang, I wish that was me.
Hmm.
Nerissa turns to them again and said, "So, what was the thing up there? It seemed very unhappy."
They're the.
Yes, the poltergeist.
Hmm.
We believe it was one. It is a spirit of one of the children's caretakers.
Ah. So along the lines of the child, understood.
Yes.
They seemed very protective over the dolls. Do
yes.
Do you have any idea why?
No. Let's see.
At this point, would I have been able to identify this is a book related to
the like one of the characters of the children.
Yeah, this is you presume that this is the book of a woman named this is Baron Brantifax's wife.
Oh.
This is who the journal belongs to.
The diary I'm currently reading seems to be of Baron Brantifax's wife. So if you just let me finish reading this, I might be able to answer a conclusion for what exactly is up there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to finish. I'm going to just say you finish reading the book while everyone else chats with the were-ravens.
Yeah, I do have more questions. I do have more questions for the were-ravens, like what they would like from us, and well, but let's do the he finishes reading thing first.
Yeah. So just say your questions, and we'll answer them without role playing.
Okay. What do the were-ravens want of us?
Nothing, but they feel like that the group here would be a good candidate for membership.
Okay. Are they concerned about something in the house that needs to be removed or taken care of?
Ethan can actually answer that one.
The statue.
Yeah, 'cause there was that statue that you snooped them discussing.
Oh, yeah.
You recently came into a statue of, with a terrible evil power.
What type of evil power?
Is
this something like connected to the Shadowfell, connected to the Hells,
ones? It is a statue. It is a demonic-looking statue of a horned figure carrying some sort of rod. A winged horned demon carrying a rod and what looks like three human skulls.
Do they have it with them?
No, it's back in the tower.
Oh, okay, because I could roll for history on that, but we can get to that later.
Yeah. If you want to, you can roll now with disadvantage.
I'm going to wait until I see it.
Okay, cool.
Because I feel like I could roll both times, but I'd rather just roll it once I see it.
Cool.
You don't need to try and roll now. Would they bring it to us to inspect to see if we can learn anything about it? Maybe figure out what is wrong with it? If they don't know?
Not unless one of you was willing to be inducted as a member.
What does it mean to be inducted as a member?
To be a member, you must be a were-raven.
No.
Well, do I have to be in raven form all the time? How does that work?
No. Were-ravens is a kind of lycanthropy.
Would this affect me?
You are a humanoid. Are you not?
Can you curse?
I believe it should still affect you. There's nothing in the rules saying that any kind of lycanthropy cannot affect you.
And if I do lycanthropy, do I still stay Kenku most of the time?
Yes. Essentially, you can be either your normal form, your hybrid form, or bird.
I want to do this.
This sounds like a good thing for Quill.
Yeah. Like extremely advantageous.
Very good.
I think Nerissa would also accept.
Okay.
I mean, dragon, she does dragon things, too. Having an extra part of her brain that says, ooh, shiny, isn't going to change much.
Yeah. Very well, then.
Besides, this would give her some more flexibility as far as she's concerned.
Yes. Okay.
So if I'm in my hybrid form, does that mean I'm free of, at least only temporary, while I'm in my hybrid form, does that mean I'm free of the Kenku curse-related stuff?
No.
Okay. I can get wings, though.
Yes. You're not going to be, like, there's a difference between a full, naturally born were-raven and one that's had the curse spread to them.
Okay.
How do I include that on my character sheet?
I have absolutely no idea how you do that with D&D Beyond.
Yeah, that's...
I'd say add a feat.
Okay. We could also get custom. I'm gonna look up a custom feat for lycanthropy.
Anyways, let me just check.
Yeah. Also, okay. So this way we can deal with this. Are there any additional dangers that come with being in the group? Other than dealing with the artifacts? Like, how many people know about the group? That is another good question.
Only the group, only the people in the group.
And those directly related in the case of our party members.
Yes, so
does the group have any enemies, as far as you're aware of?
Not, none that are obvious, they say.
Like, I'm sure we have... I'm saying this out of character. I'm sure the group has enemies just because they are naturally trying to stop evil, but I doubt any of their enemies are, like, currently any major groups, right?
Correct, yeah. So to join the Scarlet Sash, to become a member of the Kindness, you must be a Were-Raven, and you need endorsements from at least 3 members of the Kindness.
Well, there are 4 right here.
You see. In that journal you are reading, one of them says to you, Quill, there is something at the end that concerns us. If you can deal with that, we will consider you for membership.
Sure. Quill flips to the back of the page, or very end. I mean, he read the entire thing. But
I'm going to say that you've taken a quick short rest.
Okay.
L-Y-C. Okay, I'll just type it out for you.
Okay, thank you. That's probably much faster.
Well, do you
want it
in Roll 20 or in Discord?
Either.
Okay.
Just pick one.
Do Discord.
Okay. And this is in the
Yeah, it was in Phandelver's.
Yeah. Okay. Do. Canthropy filter. Uh huh. Bear the canthropy.
Anyways, yes. So I'm now just going to read to you everything you have found in the book to make it easier. All right, in the journal. Baron Brantifax was an avid hunter and often invited guests to the chalet to hunt with him. The Baroness admired his generous nature and his vigor. The Baron loved his trusty Mastiff, Brorn, as much as he did his wife and children. The Baroness disliked it when the Baron fed the hound scraps from the dining table. The Baroness felt too isolated in the chalet. She much preferred the trappings of civilization and city life. Silphene, the couple's firstborn daughter, was bedridden, having been born with terrible physical deformities. The Baroness was glad that Silphene could be housed in the chalet to keep her far from the public's eye. A nursemaid was hired to watch over the child while the Baroness was away. The Baroness described Silphene's death at the age of 6 as, quote, merciful, and there's some indication that the Baroness had a hand in it.
Oh dear.
Yes. Halutha, the younger daughter of the Baron and Baroness, was a tomboy, more like her father than her mother. Halutha was slain on her 9th birthday and killed by a wolf while out hunting with her father. The Baroness doesn't blame her husband for Halutha's death, but neither does she absolve him of his guilt. Both daughters were buried in the chalet's graveyard at the Baroness's insistence. In her final journal entry, the Baroness speaks of evil whispers in the graveyard and makes plans to leave Chalet Brantifax, vowing never to return.
So there's something in the graveyard?
Yes, evil whispers. No one can hear you, Travis.
Something's alive in the graveyard, which is a specific reference, which is not exactly, but...
Okay.
It's the history of the world, entire world, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
I guess.
Anyways. So, I guess to the graveyard?
Yes. Let's see. We can worry about that more after you actually become a Were-Raven.
I did not need to make a copy of Narissa. I just need to close the page and reopen it.
Nice.
Cool. So it's now it's set up.
While we were taking our short rest, can I have changed into my new armor?
Yes. It takes like pretty like maybe like 10 minutes to change into it.
Okay. I'm gonna. I don't know.
So my armor class is 17 now.
Mm-hmm. I don't think a short rest does anything for me, but.
Are you missing any hit points?
Yeah. But I did it anyway.
Yep.
I'm only missing two, so I'm not using a hit die on that. And that's from getting hit in the head with the book.
Yes. So,
do we have any idea? Can we try and roll insight to figure out what's out in the graveyard? Or
The were-ravens are actually about to tell you.
Okay. What's out in the graveyard?
I see. There is a shadow crossing in the graveyard.
Oh. What's that
what
mean?
What is that?
A gateway to the Shadowfell.
That is a problem.
Shadow
Realm?
Yes. I'll send you to the Shadow Realm, Travis.
Yeah.
Please don't yell. Name. Please don't yell into the mic. No.
Exodia!
Anyways.
Yeah, so the Shadowfell. Okay.
Yes. The grave of the youngest daughter became the Shadow Crossing. To use this gate, you must first open Silfene's grave and remove the coffin. In the darkest hours of the night, fog leaches into the open grave and fills it. Anyone who lies down in the fog-filled grave at night is instantly transported to a similar dug-up grave in the Shadowfell.
So what are you trying to have us do? Close it?
Investigate what's on the other side and deal with it.
So we have to go through.
Yes.
I'm down for that.
Okay.
Very good.
The real question is getting back, not getting there. Do you have a way for us to get back? Because us being able to get back here after we have completed whatever is on the other side is an important part of this.
Yes. You have to do the same thing except in the gloomy hours of the morning.
So, 12 hours, essentially. We need to be there for 12 hours.
Yes. You have to spend a night in the haunted plain of the Shadowfell.
Lovely.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's disappointing that Song of Rest only activates if you use a hit die.
Travis, please remember to move the microphone to your actual face. Thank you.
For the people who obviously can't see, I just kind of shoved it into my face, physically speaking. Yeah. But no, I said Song of Rest unfortunately doesn't work unless you've spent a hit die, so I can't just give you the 1d6 healing.
Yep. Mm. Is anyone here actually missing hit points?
Other than the two I'm missing from getting hit with the book? No.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Who here actually has the cameo?
That'll be Bozidar.
Bozidar does.
Bozidar, are you in the graveyard?
Standing right next to it.
Okay. Is it? You feel it grow warm in your pocket.
Neat.
Okay.
How many people were in the family again?
Four.
Five, so including the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Someone's not buried here.
Yeah,
because the dog is buried here. We saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it was just the.
Do I remember what names were?
Yeah. The Baron Brantifax, Brorn, Halutha, and Silfene.
Okay.
Okay. So it's the mom that's not buried.
Well, yeah. She said in her journal that she was going to leave and never return.
Yep. Right. She was like.
I also don't think you said the Baron died in the journal.
Yeah, that doesn't mention that. Funnily enough.
Well, we don't know how old this building is, so he could have died a while ago from old age and stuff. Or heartbreak. Both of his daughters died.
Yeah, and his
eventually
wife left.
Eventually, so did his dog.
You do remember hearing sounds of him, of a man saying, Brorn, where are you? In the well.
Yeah, but what?
Something tells me he fell down the well.
Wasn't, but didn't.
I mean, that was an illusion made by the.
Yeah, it was an illusion.
By the were-ravens, but, like, they might have done it, like.
Oh, no. The were. Like, if you ask them about that, they say, that wasn't us.
What? But they said it was when I was listening.
The scream was, yes, but not the person saying, Braun, where are you, boy, from the coming from the well. We didn't do that.
Okay. So that's real ghost shenanigans.
Yes.
Opposed to fake ghost shenanigans.
Yes, opposed to the fake ghost shenanigans we did, yes.
Yes. That's why I said real ghost shenanigans.
Are we going to the Underfell? Shadowfell?
Shadowfell, yeah. I guess we are.
Balsadar, as you get closer to the Baron's grave, the locket becomes even warmer in your pocket.
I thought it was the daughter's grave that we needed to go to.
Correct, yes.
But as we're walking in, we're getting closer to the Baron's grave as well.
This is the Baron's grave. This is the dog's grave.
Older sister grave here, youngest sister here?
Yes.
Okay, so what happens when we walk past his grave?
It starts getting less warm.
I'm now curious about what's going on with the grave there.
Well, Balsadar hasn't said anything about
it. Balsadar hasn't said that the locket is getting warmer.
Yeah, Balsadar, like, hey, guy, this thing's, like, hot.
Let me see.
Or warm.
Let me see. And puts his hand out to take it.
It's warm.
Yeah. Bother her, gives it to you.
Moves it around.
Yeah, it seems to get warmer the closer you get to the Baron's grave.
I'm going to walk over to the Baron, to basically here, uh-huh. wherever it's warmest.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. It starts jumping and kind of rattling.
Open it, maybe?
Anyone up for some grave digging?
Maybe try opening the locket first before we start digging up graves.
It's still shaking.
Okay.
Is it shaking in his hand or trying to get out of his hand?
It's shaking in his hand.
Okay. Maybe we dig up this grave first. How long do we have until we can do the little girl's grave stuff?
It's like maybe 4 p.m.
Yes, yeah, so we have time to deal with whatever this is first.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes you not too much time to dig up the grave. Opening his coffin. Where is it? When you actually stand on his grave, Quill, you feel a harmless chill run through you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling cold.
But the locket feels warm.
Locket, warm, feel cold, confusion.
Anyways, once you... once you reunite the locket with the Baron... you feel a sense of calm wash over all of you.
Oh, that's nice.
As you are all granted a charm of heroism.
Oh, what does that
do?
That's
lovely. What does that do?
Give me a second.
So are we just because we're returning the locket to the Baron?
Yes.
Oh, that's like... sad and sweet.
Give me a second to find where it actually is in the book. What does everyone do while you wait for nightfall?
Well, first we should dig up the grave just so it's ready.
And okay, digging up Silfene's grave... you find her skeleton.
Oof.
Oh, poor darling.
Yeah.
Do we have to remove the coffin?
Yes.
To be able to lay in the grave.
Yeah. Silfene's skeleton shows signs of hideous deformities.
Like, is there a picture?
No. Imagine bones going weird.
Okay.
Like King Tut.
Yeah, it's... seems yeah. like it might be a thing where, like, as morbid as it is, it might have been actually a mercy.
Yeah.
That the child was, you know. I don't want to say it out loud. It makes me uncomfortable.
Mm. Yeah, they didn't have, like, surgery to fix that stuff, so.
Yeah.
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 Someone who lived with scoliosis for over 5 years. I was so relieved when they scheduled that surgery.
Yeah, so you have a charm of heroism. What it does is once, period, you can give yourself 10 temporary hit points. Once as an action, you can give yourself 10 temporary hit points that last for 1 hour. For the same duration, you're under the effect of the Bless spell.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just for reference sake, what is the Bless spell? Or what are its effects?
You get to add a d4 to any attack rolls and saving throws you make.
Okay, that's nice.
And that's for the entire hour?
Yes.
It's not just like a one-time thing?
Correct.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm going to put the information
notes.
Uh-huh. Do the notes, yeah. So sorry, yeah. What is everyone doing as you're getting ready for the night?
Are we just like camping out in the graveyard?
Yeah. Bother her at some point, then it either goes to goes to get Ripper or calls him over or, you know, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Would Ripper be able to get through to the Shadowfell?
Can he get into
the over
grave?
To at least since we exit we're like in like the front, we're like in the yard next to the graveyard, right?
Yeah.
And Ripper like around somewhere around the building.
Yes.
Yeah.
If he can't get through to the Shadowfell, he can at least guard the grave until we get back.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second. This charm allows you to, as an action, gain 10 temporary hit points that last for 1 hour. For the same duration, you are under the effect of the Bless spell.
Okay, so by the time we go into the Shadowfell, will it still, like...
If you can choose to act when you activate it, is the thing.
Okay.
It's like an item, pretty much.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's a one-time use item, right?
Correct, yes.
That's what I thought. I would be weird if it wasn't.
Can we just time skip to when?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Let's see. So the correct grave to exhume with a small girl is this one.
The last one, yes.
Yes.
Do we feel anything weird when we go over to the grave?
I mean. Nothing out of the ordinary for digging up a child's grave, I guess.
Mm.
Extreme guilt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some sadness.
I don't think Ripper's going to fit in this grave unless we make it somehow bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, he can squeeze.
He can squeeze. Okay. So we dig up the grave, move the little girl. Narissa says a prayer over the girl's body.
Sinnott will join her.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Bill, would you like to come down a bit more south and join us?
Booming doesn't know any prayers, but he will stand respectfully nearby.
All right. After...
Quill does something based off some civilization.
He can, like, mimic the words that he's hearing Narissa and Sinnott say.
Oh, yeah. I do that. Like directly with your own voice.
Yeah.
Wait, could I technically mimic both their voices at the same time, overlapping them?
It sounds disturbing, but yes.
I'm not going
and
to.
There's also, just remember, like,
a random thought I just had.
Wouldn't there be a slight delay? Between, like, wouldn't yes. you be slight saying it, like, slightly behind them?
Yes, you would.
I am the echo.
Yeah.
What's the word for that? Like, brain jamming or something?
No, it was for Ethan, because his pencil fell on the ground, and it is a pain in the butt to get out of those chairs. So, yeah. I was like...
No, I'm talking about, like, repeating someone's words back to them with, like, a second delay.
Yeah, there was, like, a challenge about that before, like, years ago, where, like, you would... There was a computer program where, like, you would, like, talk into your mic and it would, like, delay and then play it back in your ears and you would try to not trip up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds unfun.
Anyways, yeah. As the last light of the sunset fades behind the mountains and trees surrounding this chalet.
I sent the prayer to. That feels like it's vaguely important.
Not Bahamut.
Not him.
You know, I mean, so not saying a prayer to Lorelian.
Lorelian?
Sorry, Corellian.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah, elf god.
Top elf god.
Uh-huh. Big elf god.
Top?
Well,
okay,
I don't
Travis.
Actually think he's a top.
He's a
Both
switch.
Both of you? Stop.
Stop. Like, I was about to say a good thing. I was literally about to say, good thing Travis didn't say that into the mic, and then you two both started talking about it.
Sorry.
Anyways, as the last light of the sunset fade, fog pours into this grave.
One more question about the charm of heroism.
Uh-huh.
The blessed spell stays for the entire hour, so
yes.
If we lose all the temporary hit
points... If you lose
all
the temporary hit points, you are still blessed.
Okay. That was my last question.
Hallelujah. Anyways. Yeah.
Men.
Well, no, it's raining fog into this child's grave.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus can't help you where you're going.
I think the prayer would have been to Editha. The goddess of peace.
Ah. All right. So as everyone traverses through the Shadow Crossing, I'm going to bring you to our next map.
Oh
my goodness.
Quill couldn't decide because he knows too many gods.
Narissa worships a few. Narissa has a few gods she worships. Because uh-huh. She is also our mom, so she probably worships some goddess of motherhood or something, if uh-huh. there is one of those. Probably.
The god of the Kenku is the reason why Quill has a bunch of has a curse on him. So
the
you know,
Dukes of Akka, possibly.
So you know.
Anyways, let's see. Let me just check it.
He likes the stories about gods. He knows that most of them are probably, at least a good portion of them are probably decent people. But you know,
uh-huh. Can I describe what you're seeing now, please?
Yes.
There is nothing on the Shadowfell side of the crossing as grand as Chalet Brantifax, but the topography is similar, with a matching burial site situated in the middle of a large necropolis full of open graves, tilted headstones, worn bare of inscriptions, and plundered mausoleums.
Hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. What would you like to do?
Well, what are these things?
They are watching you. That's what they are.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I guess we go in the door.
Uh-huh.
First, I want to inspect whatever those are. I want to know what they are before
History
I...
Check inside.
Make me a Arcana check. Please.
You know what? I can do that too. We'll both roll our Arcana.
I got a 19.
Say that into the mic, Travis.
I got 19. 16 plus 3.
Okay.
I also got a 16, but my plus is plus 6.
Sinnott got a 19 plus nothing.
Okay. Well, I think Narissa's is the highest.
Uh-huh. These are gargoyles.
Oh, dear.
Yes, they are elementals...
Stone.
Yeah. Travis, you probably know what these are because they were left in the elemental plane of air after it was attacked by the evil earth elemental god.
Yeah. Do they seem hostile?
You haven't gotten close enough to the mausoleum, it looks like, for them to directly attack you. But they are watching you intently.
Well, those are gargoyles.
Uh-huh.
So who's going first?
Bas-Hadar?
Bas-Hadar.
Would you know what type of powers gargoyles have?
Flight and being made out of stone.
Like, attack abilities. Like, is it like a golem situation, or...
What did you get? You got like a 22 total, right?
Something like that, yeah.
By the way, we have like 5 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay.
It looks like we can finish this next time then, but...
But first answer my question.
Like, the thing is... what's the word I'm looking for? Gargoyles, they look like... They resist most weapons, is what you know. Because they're made out of magically imbued stone, but they're not immune.
Got it.
To non-magical. They're immune to poison, but like that's because they're made out of stone and don't have like a nervous system to destroy.
Yeah. They don't have a circulatory system.
Yeah. Anyways, I presume Bas-Hadar and Ripper are getting closer to the mausoleum?
Yep.
All right. As you do so, you hear a groan. Wait, are you riding Ripper, Bas-Hadar?
No. I think that with the placement of it, where like we spawned on this map, mm-hmm. it happened to look like it, but it was not my intent.
Okay, cool.
Why don't you want to be riding him?
I think it's better if he's not right now.
No, but Mike Travis.
Isn't his subclass about cavalry riding?
He's a cavalier.
And so he is way better in combat on something?
Not yet, technically.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Technically, that's not yet.
Yeah, he doesn't have the mounted combatant feature.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind then.
Anyways, as you approach the mausoleum, you hear a groaning noise as you see figures rise up out of the graves.
Ew.
No. Oh dear.
And you see a withered form perched atop the mausoleum. Pull back what looks like a longbow.
Something on top of the mausoleum that we can't see currently?
Yeah, that's because it was... Here, I'll just put it here. Yeah.
Okay, you could also just put it right in front of the door, because I'm assuming it's, like, up right in front
of
the door.
Yeah, it's, like, up right in front of the door.
Yeah. Big fight. Okay.
So, yeah. The gargoyles have not moved. So then, let's roll initiative now, and next time we, meet, you will hear, hopefully, the finale of the Halloween episode.
Yep. Whoa. Finally.
Yes, finale.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
That is
finally.
20 from Narissa.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm going to say since I feel like we're probably going to finish this probably within the first hour next time, we could finally have Narissa do her backstory stuff.
If that happens, then yes.
If we finish her.
Well, the thing is also Narissa's backstory I have to talk to like I probably need to talk to Owen because Narissa's backstory is kind of heavy.
It gets into some serious topics. I remember that.
So that one requires
audience.
Yeah.
Advisory.
Yeah, and also just kind of adult consent from the station manager because he would need to approve that.
Owen's an adult.
Yeah, or
we're all
claims to be.
Yeah.
We are? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
All right, I can drink alcohol.
Yeah. I can't.
Whoa, child. Oh,
we should take you out to drink at some point.
We shouldn't.
Well, yeah. That,
well, when you say I'm we.
The thing
did
is,
you
I can.
Just say you're.
Yes,
not.
But I can be designated driver.
Okay.
Because I don't drink. Because I can't.
Daniel's also the one who owns a car and just doesn't drink, period.
Yeah, man, I'm 25. I don't drink.
He
I choose not to
drink.
I'm old enough. I choose not to.
Marcus, you need to roll for Ripper as well.
I got a 7 plus 2, so 9.
Anyway, you've been listening to WLMC, Landmark College Radio, here in Putney, Vermont. And we will we'll be back here next week.
I'm a turnaround.